This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Home Depot is grappling with what happens when thieves intercept payment information. Confirming reports the first surfaced last week, the big box hardware and garden chain is confirming that its payment systems in the U.S. and Canada were hacked, perhaps as early as April of this year. This suggests the cyber attack lasted much longer than the infamous Target stores hack. Home Depot is now working to purge its systems of malware and says its customers won't be liable for any fraudulent charges that turn up. What is called the JOLTS survey is expected out later this morning. How many job openings and what about workplace turnover? This monthly report's star has risen each time Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen mentions it when discussing the health of the economy. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains just what JOLTS is trying to measure.
If you boil it down, JOLTS gauges how secure workers feel about the job market.
Very happy at my current job, but if push came to shove, I'd feel very comfortable being able to get a job within 2 weeks to a month.
Kansas City-based marketer Wayne Larson sounds confident, but the 26-year-old actually doesn't much trust the labor market, which is why, on top of his 9-to-5, Larson networks.
You know, sometimes my girlfriend asks, gosh, why are you always out there having coffee with somebody? And it's because you got to do that.
Economist Dean Baker says you've got a strong economy when workers feel like they can quit tomorrow, minus the coffee sit-downs. He says JOLTS data shows workers' confidence still hasn't returned to pre-recession levels.
Well, you still have a very weak labor market, and what we really want to focus on is getting more jobs.
What Baker means is keeping interest rates low. Wayne Larson's no economist. He says he just lives by a simple creed.
If you're not grinding, you're not getting.
I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.